Okay, I'm just gonna start with the intro just to set like the scene. My name is Gabriela Ruiz, and I am 16 years old. Today is Sunday, November 28th, 2021, and I'm speaking with my grandmother, Gail Barnett, and we are doing this interview in Marin, but over Zoom. So yeah, I'm just gonna ask you some questions. This is going to be recorded, but it's not going to anyone, just my teacher. So just feel free to have a conversation where we can talk freely because it's not going to be like everywhere. So this first question, I kind of thought of you when I read it. It was, what kind of role does religion or spirituality play in your life now? What does it mean to you?
That's a good question. I feel a couple of things. I feel that it helps to keep me grounded in a way that allows me to feel some security in a part of myself that is higher than I feel as a human. And it just opens something in me that creates a need to have gratitude and less fear. Know that something's already planned for me in a way, or that something's taking care of me, that everything's okay, but at the same time, gives me the feeling that a lot of that source, it's a source in me that I try to reach sometimes. And when I'm able to reach the source within me, it is coming from something that is like a spiritual source.
Right. And do you think that your views on religion have changed as you've gotten older? Like
I
how you
think I used to
practice?
feel strongly when I was younger that I need, in order to have something like a belief. What in the world's that? Let me get rid of it. Oh my God. Adobe Flash just popped in. I don't know if I've lost you.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, let me get rid of this. Okay. I think when I was younger, I thought that I had to belong to something that had a name, that had an identity, like to be labeled
Right.
as a. Sort of that. I mean, I think that I've also grown to feel that sometimes the thought of being one religion or another is not a good thing because I believe in interspirituality, meaning I believe that it basically the source is the same, no matter what religion you are. And I don't think I need a label. Whereas when I was young, I wanted a label. I wanted to be called something, so I'd know I was a part of a community.
I think that's so interesting to hear about. That's very, very insightful. Thank you.
Yeah, I go to every church there is
Yeah.
and feel that I have an identity everywhere.
I love that. Can you tell me a bit about a person who has been the kindest to you in your life? And you don't need to say me.
Leaving my granddaughters out of the equation.
Right.
Kindest to me. That's a toughie.
We can
I
always
think
skip
so many
it if you
people in
think
my
about
life
it.
have been good to me and caring. I guess it's a good question because it's hard for me to identify kind. When do I really feel a genuine kindness? I think for most people I know, I have had. Most people that I know, meaning that I know them, that I, consider them people I see not just once. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like in all those occasions, there's been some element of feeling that somebody was kind. But true kindness as a human being that was 100% kind to me, I don't think I can identify with anyone like that because people just aren't always kind. But
Right, like,
who was the kindest person I've known?
yeah, and I think that's interesting because I don't think you can find someone who's just like 100% kind. Like, there's always a negative aspect to somebody, you know? Or so I think that's interesting to think about.
I mean, people that I would think should be kind.
No,
sometimes
no,
kind, you know?
No, I think it's more asking like when you think of like kind, like kindness, like who do you associate?
I would think probably my mother was probably one of the kindest people to me. in other words, I very seldom, I don't think I can really give you a memory of her being unkind, would be to put it more, that I think she was always kind, especially as I remember her when she was older, became more kind, I guess, when we're little.
Interesting.
I just feel like your mom's being kind, you know, ordering you around.
Yeah.
When in reality, it is kindness, isn't it?
Right.
It's just hard to identify what's kind. Sometimes it comes in a different flavor.
Definitely.
You know, it's not always showing like the way you think, you know, like a loving kindness.
Yeah. Like, I think everybody has their own version of kindness. And so that's why I think like you can't really put that kind of label on it.
Kindness, I feel, would be someone who shows you loving, is loving that you sense when they're around you, that whatever their expression is, you can feel them loving you. An act of kindness would be giving you something that, I mean, an act of kindness, I think, is what you're referring to, that could be different for most everybody.
Definitely.
For sure. If I gave you $1 million, would you think I was kind to you?
Yeah, maybe. I'll take that. What did you think that you were going to be when you grew up?
I think from as young as I was, I mean, up until high school, I thought I would be somewhere between art, something in the arts, and something in medical, in health and medicine.
Interesting. What was your college major?
College major was psychology with a minor in health.
Do you think that's like helped your career now? Or like, are you grateful that you took that as a major?
Okay. Yes.
Awesome.
It's very, very diverse as a major. And it helps you to understand a lot of things about our behavior and how we feel.
Yeah, and I think especially because you, like, work with other people a lot, that could be very helpful for that.
Yeah. Without a doubt, I knew I wanted to work with people, but I also really enjoyed art, which I thought I don't think I ever thought of as a career, because I never thought that it could be a career.
Right.
So.
When I think of art, I do actually think of careers. Like, I think of, like, art dealers or people who, like, work in a museum. I feel like I could definitely see you working at a museum, like, in, like, a year. That'd be
When I was young, Gabriella, it was a different time for women.
Right.
Women didn't really have careers. If they went to college, they studied teaching or art. And I didn't want to teach because I was too shy.
Right.
So I'd study art. That's kind of how it started. And then...
That's crazy, teaching or art.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, you certainly wouldn't think of going into economics or math, or even the thought of becoming a doctor was something that was
that's pretty crazy.
Maybe nursing. Wow. Of course, nursing was for women.
Can't even imagine that.
Teaching was for women.
Wow.
Homemaking. You could actually major in homemaking in college when I went to college.
How do you major in that? Like, I feel like...
You learn how to sew, learn how to cook, and learn how to, the best way to clean. I mean, come on.
Wow. No, thank you.
So, yeah, times have changed.
For sure.
That kind of dates me. It's easy to see I must be a certain age.
No, not at all. Can you tell me a bit about someone who's had a really big influence on your life and what lesson that person taught you? I think this kind of differs from like the kindness one, because kindness and influence are not really the same.
Mm-hmm. I feel a couple of things about me did come from someone who inspired me, influenced me, that I looked up to. One of them was an English teacher I had. I learned to think that what you knew would be a valuable thing. In other words, you know, if you're in a class and you really admire this teacher, you really want to do well.
Right.
So I learned to have a sense of really wanting to have that class have an impact on me, and it probably did for the future in that way. Also, it was also a man who was a husband and had a family, and it was the kind of person that you kind of, as a young girl in high school, looked up to as someone that you would like to have a husband be. So from that kind of inspired me that way. And also my uncle, who was a priest, inspired me. And the reason he did is that he was extremely intelligent, and he was an artist. So probably a lot of my interest in art came from him, and also that he was so intelligent.
Interesting. I never knew your uncle was a priest.
Yes, he was a Catholic priest.
When you were younger, did you find it harder to find someone, like a woman who could inspire you? Just because, I mean, like, I don't know if I'm saying this right, but like...
Yeah.
A woman...
Well, I don't think there were many women to look up to when I was that age. You know, there was... I had remembered studying in college when I was probably in my early 30s. A woman, you know, probably the Margaret Mead is an anthropologist, a famous woman. A lot of women from the medieval times that I had read about that you wouldn't have thought were people from that time. Women, the kind of women you idolized were women like Jane Fonda, because she was, you know, you had to, you know, look good and have a good body, and she inspired you to get fit in a way that was not threatening. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
In a way that she made it fun and had nothing to do with it. Was, you must have this body, so do this. It wasn't like that. It was more like, let's go, and, you know, just...
Right. Kind of like inspiring health.
Yeah. So, and yet she was also a woman who was a feminist, and she was against the war, and so was I. So I identified with her as a person who would go out and protest. And, you know, not to be afraid to say what she felt, and to attract others to listen to her. So totally looked at her as a woman.
I love that. I never would have thought that. Like, I don't know. I like that.
She was someone who women looked up to. And of course there was Gloria Steinem, but I didn't relate to her. I thought she was too radical for me.
Love it.
I wasn't quite that much of a, I was, you know, somewhat of a feminist.
But yeah.
Not an extreme.
This one is, you don't need to like answer this one, because a lot of these are kind of like a little bit more deep, but can you remember a time in your life when you felt the most alone?
The most love?
Alone.
Oh, the most alone?
Yeah.
I think the most alone that one can feel is when you're in a very deep relationship, especially with the opposite sex. And that ends. There is a emptiness that's very, very hard. I think it's like if someone dies, I don't feel like I can say I feel alone when someone dies, because you're usually with other people about it.
Right.
If a relationship, a loving, long-term relationship ends, that to me is about the most lonely time there can be.
Right, because when someone dies, you can have other people to mourn with, but in a relationship, you're kind of on your own.
Yeah. I think when someone breaks up with you or you end a relationship, look at all the songs about it.
Mm-hmm.
I know, talking about Taylor Swift's new song, and it's ridiculous. It's the guy's 10 years ago.
Oh, wait, did Ashlyn share it with you?
Yeah. I mean, but also, I had also heard Bill Maher talk about it, huh? how in the world can she make so much money singing about somebody from 10 years ago?
Oh my God, I hate Bill Maher. He's so, just so annoying. God.
You know, my point is that obviously it still hurts.
Right.
No, you can't just even imagine what that feels like to be by yourself when you have been with someone so close for over 10 years or 15 years or whatever. It's just pretty hard. I suppose I haven't experienced someone that I lived with dying. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That could be the same thing. They're still leaving you.
Right.
But I think you have a lot more support when someone dies.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Maybe not. Anyway, the loss of a long-term relationship would be my answer.
Interesting. Well, I appreciate that answer. What are some of the most important lessons that you've learned in your life?
Lessons?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
These are kind of hard.
I know. I think the most important lesson is still a lesson. I mean, it's something you have to work at all the time, is worry. Don't worry. You know? That's, you know, and also, I mean, everyone will probably say, oh, some negative things happened to me, and I always realized that it was a good lesson. It changed my life. I think the biggest lesson probably that impacted my life was to be sick with cancer and realizing that you have a power inside you that makes a decision that you're going to overcome something and that you put the power into it, and you do. So that's a good lesson to know.
For sure.
That changed my life. Yeah.
Do you think that overcoming cancer and finding that inner strength has like motivated you throughout your life? Like, not throughout it, but like since then, like, I can do this, and like other aspects.
Yeah. Or regarding the importance of your health and your body. I mean, that's certainly been an influence in my life too. But mostly it's something that comes inside you. You talk about, how do you know there's a spirit or your inner spirituality? I definitely felt that I was being guided. Like, there's some power that I didn't know I had.
That's interesting.
It's something you just know. I don't know if you've ever been involved in anything at your age where you might think that it's a terrifying thing that's coming your way, but you also think that you know inside you can handle it. You just have this power that you can generate, you know, kind of the Yoda.
I love that.
The force, just make it. It is true, we have it, so.
Right, you just gotta learn how to unleash it.
Yeah, you have to believe in it. And that's another thing about spirituality and religion, whatever you wanna call it, is that it does create faith. Because you are constantly working on it. I mean, that's part of the whole, it gives you that support of knowing if you have faith in something that you can conquer it. You don't have faith in it, you don't believe it, probably it's not going to manifest.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you for that answer. I have like two more. This is like...
No, I'm just saying, who's going to see this? Just you, right?
Yeah, you don't need to worry about it.
All of a sudden I go on Instagram or something.
No! what are you the proudest of in your life?
Proudest of?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure proud of my children and now my grandchildren. That would be what I would say. I mean, I can't think of anything else more to be proud of. Come on.
Right.
You're a product.
That's so awesome. What are you the most proud of about Amy, who is my mom?
The most proud I am of Amy,
yeah,
is that she is a woman who's been in the height of success, global success, if you know what I mean by that, business-wise, and yet it stays to her nature. She is a natural, is what I'm trying to say. This is not a woman who has to become somebody else to become. She can stay true to herself, sometimes too true to herself.
I love that. It's a good answer. Okay, this is the last question, and it's a little grim,
Gross? What do you mean gross? I better drink my kombucha here.
Take care of that body. If you were to die suddenly this evening, what would you regret not having not done? And why haven't you done it?
Oh, that's a good question, because there's a lot of things that I would regret, because I think about it all the time, that I better do it. I think a lot of it's like when you spend time writing about your dreams, thinking about your dreams, doing, you know, dreaming about this, dreaming about that. I mean, I don't think that I'd be like dying and beat up myself for not having done, but I probably would have felt like, you know, why do you, in other words, part of you thinks that you're timeless. So if that were to happen and I was aware I was dying, I would think, God, I didn't realize I didn't have enough time to do those things, like mm-hmm. living in another country, building a house that was an E-grid house, you know what I mean?
Right.
Being creative that way, you know, working more in my art, studying my languages, doing all the things I say I'm going to do. Instead, I decide I want to work. In other words, how do you explain it? You keep yourself busy doing other things. Like, it's more important to clean the house today? No,
right.
It's not.
Right.
So, yeah, I suppose that. I mean, and the other thing, too, is maybe not having, you know, a lot of these things I haven't made my mind up about. But, you know, I could also say that I should have pursued another love in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But in a way, I don't. And, you know, I don't think that's something I'm going to regret as I'm dying, unless I'm all by myself in the middle of nowhere.
Well, you won't be. You won't be. Well, thank you so much for these answers. Thank you so much for carving out the time.
I hope I was... you are a good interviewer, Gabriella.
Thank you. Okay, I ended it. Barbara. Sure.